Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Steve Malanga is here. I'm glad he's here too, ladies and gentlemen. Steve's an old friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Stephen Malanga is the author of The New Left, How American Politics Works Today. He is a, which we've talked about on the show before. He's contributing editor of City Journal and senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, and he and a couple other folks, at least one of which, I'm not sure if Victor Davis Hanson's been on the show, I don't think he has, but along with Victor Davis Hanson and Heather McDonald, who has been on the show, the three of them have written a new book, and they call it The Immigration Solution, A Better Plan Than Today's, and he's our good friend, he's here now to talk to us about this very important, very controversial, very divisive topic of immigration. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Have you ever in your life seen an issue as weird and as divisive as this one? I mean, this is even more complicated and more divisive. Maybe not as visceral yet, but it's even more complicated, more divisive than the abortion issue, and that's immigration. What do you think, Steve?
Well, you know, the thing about it is it's not only divisive, but it's unpredictable. And the reason I say that is, you know, these days we have sort of a split in this country. You could, you know, call people either conservative, liberal, or moderate.
Right.
But you can't really predict on this issue. You know, you take unions. One union will be, you know, for open borders or for amnesty. Another union will think it's bad for American workers and be against it. You take conservatives, you have pro-business, open borders conservatives, you have cultural conservatives who are on the completely opposite ends of the spectrum. So it's really unpredictable in that respect. And so there are a lot of strange alliances out there. And that's what I find most interesting. I think, to me, this is one of the most interesting subjects actually to write about. Also, the other thing I would say is that, particularly in the last year, you know, I've been on a lot of call-in shows about this, and this is an issue that the average person who's now calling in, you know, actually knows something about. I think people have paid more attention to this issue and are more educated on this issue at this point now than virtually any other issue that I talk about. So I think that's actually a good thing.
Well, you know, the thing, what we have right now is we have an elephant in the living room in the form of at least, as many think, maybe as many as 12 million illegal aliens. Is that number still a good number, Steve?
Well, that's a very controversial number. We use that number. There are people who go much higher. But, you know, we've basically taken that number from a lot of nonpartisan sources who, you know, make that a best guess. But believe me, you'll get numbers that are much higher even from some people. So,
but we've got this elephant in the living room, and
right.
Over the last 10 or so years, or maybe longer, as we've remodeled our house, we have made this elephant part of the supporting a load-bearing wall for our roof of this
right.
house. And
yeah.
So if we remove the elephant, which many people think we should do, we should send all the illegal aliens back to wherever they came from, most of them from Mexico, but not all of them for sure. And if we take the elephant out and get rid of it, we got a problem, don't we? Because we got some structure that's going to come tumbling down.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that we don't know because we have sort of made this, as you say, part of the infrastructure over the last couple of years. We don't know to what extent, for instance, the native-born workforce, particularly the low-wage workforce, would supplement this or not. One of the things that I find very interesting, and we have a lot of difficulty discussing in this country, is among low-wage native-born workers, what I mean by that is people who only have around a high school degree or less, our employment rate in this country is only 40%, meaning only 40% of adults who are without a high school education are actually in the workforce. Now, that's way below the employment level.
So you're saying that just because we have a 4.5% unemployment rate, those are just the people who are actually reporting. They're reporting.
Yeah.
We still have millions of people who aren't working, but not reporting.
Right. The unemployment rate is only a measure of the people who are actually in the labor force looking for jobs.
Reporting.
And even in our unemployment rate among low-wage workers is about double the national unemployment rate. So it's about 8.5%. Even that's fairly high, but that doesn't measure everything. What you want is obviously you want to get as much of the population engaged in the workforce as possible. And for a lot of reasons, some of them social issues, some of them having to do with breakdown in the family and a lot of other issues, we don't, among low-wage workers, we have a significant number of adults who are not in the workforce. And that's a big problem. To what extent?
But would they take the jobs? Well, if the illegals went away, would they take those jobs?
Well, it's very interesting. The standard response is they would take those jobs at a better salary. And it's very hard to test that measure. We report some research that the number of Harvard economists, some of the top labor economists in the country did, in which they look at black employment in America, and they noticed that the employment rate of black adults, particularly without a high school education, has been falling in the last 30 years. They attribute, about 40% of that to immigration. Now, they do say there are a lot of other factors having to do with the breakdown of the family and that had nothing to do with immigration that has also attributed to the decline in black employment. But they basically balance the two out and say some of it can be attributed to immigration. And so we discuss issues like that in the book. And that's part of what makes this subject so controversial, because it isn't easy to simply say it's all this or it's all that.
So in 30 seconds, give us the preamble to the immigration solution that you guys have
proposed. Very quickly, is we essentially focus on the fact that our immigration policy in this country in the last 30 years has not been based on asking the question, what's good for the American economy, what's good for the American worker and the American business community. Rather, the whole system that we're actually working on right now was created in the civil rights era, and we have to get back to a different kind of system.
And this is what we're going to talk about when we come back after these messages with Steve Malanga. He's going to tell us what the immigration solution really is right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Top of my blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. First one is where you can find the show and all the other things we do here. And the second one is our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. Steve Malanga is our guest. Stephen Malanga is the co-author, along with Heather McDonald and Victor Davis Hansen, of the new book, The Immigration Solution, A Better Plan Than Today's. And Steve, is that when is that going to be available?
It's actually November 1st was the publication date.
Okay.
So it's now on Amazon, and it's in some bookstores. Certainly Barnes & Noble has been carrying it. So it's just getting out there.
So you're going to be seeing that, folks, as you move around and go online and order it, or go down to your local small business bookstore and ask them to give it to get you one. Steve, you were telling us about your idea, the book's idea for the immigration solution. Go ahead.
Well, as I said earlier, our immigration policy for the last 40 years came out of the civil rights movement, and it was based on the fact that our old immigration by natural origin, by country origin rather, was considered to be race-based nationalist, and therefore we had to reform it. And we reformed it as if it was a civil rights issue in the 1960s with very little question about what was good for the American economy. Subsequent to that, every time, American business, industries or businesses will raise their hand and say, what about us? and we'll sort of add on an ad hoc, like a guest workers program or an HB1 visa or something like that. So what we do is I look at a lot of countries around the world, other first world countries that are immigrant magnets too, places like Australia and Ireland that are booming economies where people want to go too. We're not the only place. Mm-hmm. And I look at with the way they've rearranged their immigration policy to be based on what's good, first of all, for the national economy, what kind of workers will come and provide businesses with what they need, and workers who will come and succeed in the economy and not be a burden to the taxpayer.
Of course, you used two examples, though, that have the benefit of being an island, and they can sort of think about these things.
There is right, and this is the, of course the problem. But there is no other country that faces the illegal challenge that we do. However, there's been substantial research that has shown that our legal system has helped create the illegal problem.
Explain how.
Well, a couple of ways. Number one is because our legal system is based mostly on families, not on the needs of the economy, okay, there's a gap in there. The legal system does not actually provide for the economy, and so the illegal system provides for the economy. Also, our legal system has been oriented more and more towards bringing in low-wage workers themselves. So what you have is you have the low-wage illegals competing with low-wage legal residents.
Okay, Steve, you've explained to us quite well about what's wrong. Now you're advising. No, actually, you're the candidate, Steve. You're candidate Steve Malanga for president. As you told me off the air, it's dazzling. It's amazing how dumbfounding how little immigration topics are being discussed in the presidential race primary races. But you're running for president. What would be the solution for this?
Well, I would offer a couple of versions of the solution. In Australia, they actually ask, what do we need? What kind of workers are we going to need in the next 10 to 20 years? What do our labor market surveys show? Let's give priorities to those workers legally around the world. And here's the interesting, let's go out and market for those workers. Because you literally have countries like Australia and Ireland, which go out and say, this is the kind of worker that we want. They hold job fairs in places like Eastern Europe.
But, Steve, can we really have that conversation about where we want to go in the future if we've got all this this baggage from the last 40 years that we haven't dealt with?
No, and we have to solve that, too. And I would say there's a couple of ways, you know, that we have to go about solving that, too. The first thing is that we have to figure out what the cost on the taxpayer is to that part of the system. And to what extent people who are here right now are a plus, meaning to our economy,
right,
versus the minus. And then we have to do something. I think in particular you can't have this patchwork where you say some cities are going to be immigrant sanctuaries and provide services.
But what mechanical things would you do? Would you build a wall? Would you round everybody up? What would you do?
I think the thing that you'd only do is you begin enforcing our laws, and you see where that takes us. Because to a certain extent, today's current illegal immigrants who are coming in are actually now competing with immigrants who are already here. And the research shows that they keep coming, and they're willing to accept lower and lower salaries. And as a result of that, immigrant success is not very high anymore economically, certainly not what we consider historically to be the kind of success rate that we want to see. We're not really integrating immigrants economically. So I think that you have to stop here and say we can't have more illegals at this point, because the illegals are actually pulling down the performance of everyone else who's here, including those who have come legally and illegally, and that's just counterproductive.
Steve, I wish I had a better feeling about this, but I fear that you and I are going to be having these same kinds of discussions without anything having been done to any great degree 10 years from now.
Well, that's an interesting question. I do think that there's actually so much knowledge and also so much passion on this issue that I think that the voter is going to make this a top issue. The candidates don't want to make it a top issue, you know, but
knowledge and passion doesn't always translate into leadership at the political level.
That's true.
Hey, Steve, thank you for being here. Appreciate it very much.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Steve Malanga, ladies and gentlemen, no friend. He'll be back, I promise. The book is called The Immigration Solution, and I'm going to be back right after these messages with our good friend Ray Keating. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.